Yeah, and then you have to consider what the benefits are. You know, there's probably not a popular surge of activity on it either there too. So then you have the same thing too. You know, for I'm keeping that in mind for like 222 or D-Star. That's going to be kind of like that. So, you know, keeping that in mind. So I'm like, well, judging that for the cost as well too. And then we throw in, Tom, there's just other things I've been thinking of for HF as well too. Caught a couple videos recently about the Hermes and then the Flex Radio. I think they came out with something. I got to take a look at it a little bit more here. I saw a couple videos. I think it's called the Aurora from Flex Radio. And looked all right, but like, I don't know. It's like, you know, the same thing, just not really grabbing me for something that, oh, I got to get something like that. It's like, I got to see what they're talking about, too, for ICOM. I caught a short 30-second blurb. I guess there was some, quote, product that they were releasing, and it was supposed to be just a black box to stimulate talk, I guess, as far as what people would want. So I might be able to put in my suggestions for something that I might like to see. So I got a little more research. I'm going to take a look, too, also. I thought I heard some mentioned, too, for Yaesu or at Dayton. I don't know, they rolled out or something, but made an announcement about, I guess there's some new version or upgrade for System Fusion. It's supposed to be, quote, the new generation, so I want to find out, you know, what the difference is with it.